Here's a check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service has posted a hazardous weather outlook for northwest Connecticut, western Massachusetts, adjacent eastern New York. Tuesday through Sunday, there is potential for accumulating snow on Thursday afternoon into Friday. The National Weather Service says if confidence increases, winter weather headlines and advisories may be needed. That is coming up for Thursday afternoon into Friday. Sunday in the Country Food Drive, which was formed in 1993 by NASCAR Dave and Bob Chatfield, is raising funds as they give away food to needy families on both Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit. If you would like to make a tax-deductible donation, you can call 518-267-9865 or make a check payable to Sunday of the Country Food Drive and send it to P.O. Box 789 Millerton, New York 12546. Now, Adopt a Family is trying to provide a Merry Christmas for families in our region. Toys, clothing, and funds are being accepted for their program, which will support more than 100 families and some 300 children from the Weebatuck and Pine Plains school districts who otherwise would not have a Christmas celebration. Applications are available at More and More Printing, 17 Dutchess Avenue in Millerton. Tax-deductible donations can be sent to Adopt a Family, P.O. Box 880, Millerton, New York, 12546. More information at 518-789-4508. Breakfast, that's right, senior citizens of the Pine Point Central School District joined the Stissing Mountain Senior Class of 2019. They host a senior-to-senior breakfast for you at the Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School cafeteria from 8 to 9:45. You're not alone. Help is out there. Northwest Corner Triad has a presentation coming up 11 until 1:30. Lunch served at the Bitterman Center, 2 Daisy Hill Road in Canaan, Connecticut. Reservations are encouraged, 860-453-3130. A special panel discussion with Joyce Lynn Ayer and Daryl Willebrock and local service agents, an overview of services locally available, resources that are available, and support programs that seniors can utilize in our area. Town of Salisbury Historic District Commission has a meeting coming up, and that will be held at Salisbury Town Hall. Memory care planning and impact on individuals and caregivers being held at the Copake Town Hall at 6 p.m., 230 Mountain View Road. A light dinner is included. Panelists are Linda Shear, Hillary Thomas, Molly McCann, Marilyn Moeller. Seating is limited. For more information, 860-824-2625. The Sharon Inland and Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a meeting coming up at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. The Board of Selectmen in North Canaan have their meeting coming up 7 p.m. at Town Hall, followed by the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 7:30 at Town Hall in Canaan. Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission regular meeting will be held on the 14th, 5:30 at Town Hall. Also on the 14th, Salisbury and Sharon Track Committee have a special meeting, 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. The North Canaan Board of Finance meeting on Wednesday, 7:30 to 8:30 at P Street Town Hall. An open house will take place on Thursday, November 15th from 5 till 7 at Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield. They will pay homage to their departing manager and will also introduce his replacement. For more information, 413-229-2357. A charity basketball game will take place on Thursday, the 15th. At Monument Mountain High School Gym, the Harlem Rockets will pay a visit to South County to challenge students, faculty, and staff from the Berkshire Hills Regional School District. Tip-off is set for 6 p.m. Wasaic Fire Company Bingo, play and win a turkey, Friday, November 16th, 27 Firehouse Road in Wasaic. No person under the age of 18 permitted to play. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo at 6:30. Refreshments will be available. Health and wellness advocate Tina Bunce will lecture about the usage of basics of essential oils on Friday from 6:30 till 7:30 at the Bushnell Library on Main Street in Sheffield. More information, 413-229-7004. Pine Plains Free Library welcomes the return of celebrated acoustic duo Hungry Town Friday, November 16th, 7 to 8 p.m., Pine Plains Free Library. More information, 518-398-1927, Admission is free for this event. The First Congregational Church, located at 251 Main Street in Great Barrington, presenting a holiday bazaar on Saturday the 17th from 9 to 4, featuring crafts, a bake sale, quilt raffle, and secondhand table. Meanwhile, Fall Festival Craft and Vendor Fair being held Saturday 9 till 3 at the Dover Middle School, Route 22 in Dover Plains, New York. Northeast Millerton Library Annual Holiday Craft Fair is Saturday, November 17th, 10 till 2 at the Annex. A mix of handmade items and gifts. The Annex is located at 28th Century Boulevard. The Amenia Fire Company is sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast Sunday from 7:30 on to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. The cost, $8 for adults, children, and seniors, $7. The menu consists of pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs any style, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. The Housatonic Valley Association auction for Our Environment will be held on Sunday from 1 till 4 at the Washington Primary School in Washington Depot. All proceeds benefit land and water protection in the Housatonic Valley. 1 p.m. a silent auction and reception and catered. The live auction begins at 2:30. And, of course, Robin Hood Radio's own Tim Luke and Greg Strom will be taking center stage at 2:30 for the full auction. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 602.12 yesterday, starting off today at 25,387.18. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,200.87, and the S&P 500, 2726.22. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.